Good morning. We are on the record. It is 10:07 on Sunday, April 19th, last day of the session, and the Judiciary Committee is here. We're waiting to make a quorum, but while we are doing that, we are going to announce that we are hearing one bill and one bill only, CS for House Bill Number 88, the Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Governors. We will take testimony in just a moment from the Legislative Budget and Audit, or the Division of Audit. We'll do that in just a moment, but we can, while we're waiting to get a quorum together, take public testimony. And we understand that there is one person who may want to testify on this bill, and that person is, I believe, Dr. Teresa Obermeyer. And so let me inquire whether she is on the line.
Connection just went out.
We understand we're connection just went out, so we will stand at ease until either the connection is reestablished or we make a quorum. We're on the record, and we think we now have reestablished the connection with our member of the public who wishes to speak on this bill. Is that correct? Dr. Obermeyer, are you there? Still on the record? And we're waiting to see if we can get the public testimony. Yeah, see if you can... We're on the record, correct?
Yes.
And we are waiting to hear if...
Yes, is this Senator French?
Yes, it is. We've got you now. Thanks so much. Wonderful.
Okay, are you the only member present?
No, ma'am. Senator Wilikowski is here. Myself, we're waiting for Senator Terrio to arrive. We're down one member. You've also got the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee here. We've got...
Great. Is Senator McGuire there?
No, she's not.
She's not coming.
I don't know what her intentions are.
Well, are you ready for me to say something, Hollis?
Yes, and we'll give you three full minutes, and we
Sure.
Go
and
ahead.
You're very nice, and I do appreciate it. Teresa Obermeyer, you know, Senator French, I'd like us to start with page 19 of the Alaska Bar Association audit. And on that page, it gives five reasons for the Alaska Bar Association to exist. I'd like to read those. Number one, to cultivate and advance the science of jurisprudence. Number two, to promote reform in the law and in judicial procedure. Number three, to facilitate the administration of justice. And number four, to encourage legal education for the membership. Number five, to increase public service and efficiency of the bar. Now, of course, I would say to all of you, and as nicely as I can, I don't believe the Alaska Bar Association leadership lives up to any of these issues. And Hollis, I'm not sure if you've been to the Bar Association office. They actually have these sitting in their conference room. And whenever I've gone in there, I just shake my head because I don't see them living up to any of these issues. Now, what I'm trying to do always is help. And that is my mission. I did email the state Senate last evening regarding a few issues that I hope that we can look at. One is I found it unbelievable, and I'm very pleased that Bar Counsel Van Gore did say on February 4th, I was not aware there was a meeting that day, or I would have called in. The Alaska bar exam is, quote, designed to illustrate minimal competence in the practice of law, knowledge of Alaska law, an ability to spot issues, and an ability to thoroughly explain a legal problem in a manner expected of a lawyer. Now, you see, Senator French and colleagues, the Alaska Bar Association takes in literally hundreds of thousands of dollars simply on this bar exam. And their average licensure for the bar exam is something under 60%. they are making a lot of money off the bar exam. And they state, Stephen Van Gore, the bar counsel, states himself it's supposed to be a test of minimal competency. You see, I would say to you, Senator French and colleagues, that anyone that has gotten through an American Bar Association accredited law school and done fine in law school is minimally competent to practice law. They have proven through taking exams in law schools for 3 years that they are competent. And yet this group only licensed something a little under 60%. Now, see, they're making a lot of money off of this. And I simply want us to focus on this. Then what I did, Hollis, is I wrote down just some ideas. And this is what might happen to the Alaska Bar Association for the next year. In the first place, and just so Senator Representative Ramros remembers, his staff member told the House Judiciary Committee on February 4th that if the Alaska Bar Association has 1 year to wind down, and so they could continue to operate until 2010, even if HB 88 is not passed through. You know, I just apologize. I think it would be really good, and it would create tremendous communication if the Alaska Bar Association would be sunset for the time being. I don't know if you people have the political will to do this, but I simply cannot support at all the renewal of the Alaska Bar Association after the things that I have watched go on for 25 years. What I wrote, Hollis, and I hope you got this and had a chance to read it.
We do have.
Maybe,
yes, we do.
Pardon me?
We have your email. I have it right here in my hand.
Oh, good. Maybe the Senate Judiciary Committee should just have create a one-year probationary period to ask the Alaska Bar Association. And I wrote down the audit issues that you would recommend. And that is, how many Alaska Bar Association applicants have been admitted by reciprocity and how many by bar exam in the last 2 years? See, what I have studied until I am old and gray is that if you have never landed on our soil, all you have to do is pay $1,500 if you're licensed in a reciprocal state and you're automatically licensed. Now, Hollis, I hope that you will focus on why do all those people want to be admitted by reciprocity? They're all making money off of this state. And when you live here, all you get is insults and hatred. Let's create a community, Senator French. That's what would happen if you would stand up to the Alaska Bar Association. You know, Hollis, what about our children? Let's create some level of competition. If you would forgive me, I'd like to just go on with some of the other audit issues.
Actually, Teresa, I'm going to have to ask you to conclude. You've got about 30 seconds.
Yes, and you have these. On what basis does the Board of Governors not accept admission of local attorneys who are licensed in reciprocal states? See, this is wrong, Hollis, because those people that have been licensed in reciprocal states, they're our friends and neighbors. They have proven by going to American Bar Association accredited law schools that they are competent to practice, and they should be allowed to be admitted here. On what basis does the Alaska Bar Association exclude people that live here that would like to be licensed here who are admitted in reciprocal states? The answer is so obvious. They want to stifle commerce and competition among lawyers. It would be so healthy if there was more competition among attorneys. But then, Hollis, there would also be what is called collegiality. And that is that...
Dr. Obermeyer, I said you could have 30 seconds. I've given you a minute.
Yes, please hope conclude. That you will focus on the fact that it seems so reasonable to require mandatory continuing legal education. Again, so that this is a profession and that people are colleagues. That is what I hope for. Let's create professional relationships among attorneys. Now, you're very nice to hear me. You know, would you forgive me, lastly, who else has been willing to stand up to the Alaska Bar Association.
Thank you very much for your
comments. I could never have imagined what you people allow them to do. I, again, pledge always to be helpful. And you're very patient with me, and you have a wonderful meeting. I'll be listening.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Is there anyone else online who'd like to testify about HB 88? Anyone here in the room? Hearing and seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Welcome Senator Terrio to the room. Let him know that we're taking up just the one bill extending the Bar Association, the sunset from 2009 to 2013. Committee discussion. Is there a motion?
For me.
Actually, I think it falls on the vice chair.
Mr. Chair, thank you for that. I would move that we move House Bill 88 out of committee onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. Thank you all for attending this morning.